Earth, Texas. We sat at your cracked, red lacquer table. The carved wooden spoon and fork hung on the wall above your head. In the next room, there was the deep blue armchair where Gardner Sanderson watched the football game and slept in the heat of the afternoons, while you made jello salad, ambrosia, fried okra, and honey ham, fed me ginger snaps while I sat on the counter, legs dangling, gazing out the window at the West Texas well pump. The only thing to draw the eye was the dinner bell with the wasp nest inside. Gazing at the nothing, dust and cattle and cotton and cobalt sky. Great-grandmother, you sat at the cracked red table after he was gone, with your hands over your mouth as the preacher man asked, what did you want him to say at the service? For Gardner. For you. Your hand shook. I wanted to tell the preacher man about Papa sitting at the kitchen table with a packet of animal crackers, eating the ones with broken legs first because it was more humane. I wanted you to tell the preacher man the story about Papa's thumbs, about how he lost the tips of them in an accident with the tractor, about how you drove him to the hospital. You were speeding, he was bleeding all over the car. You got pulled over, lights flashing, red, blue, so he held up the stumps of his thumbs and the policeman let you go. I wanted to tell him about the way the Big Red soda pop tasted. Lukewarm, fizzy liquid bubblegum from the vending machine in the hospital after his first stroke. After that, I don't think my great-grandfather knew about me anymore. He called me by Aunt Leanne's name a couple times. I didn't mind. But you only said to the preacher man, I don't know what to do here without him. And then you dropped your face into your hands, a penny in West Texas well water, and you cried. I left the lacquer-cracked red table. I went to the living room to sit in the deep blue chair.